welcome Francis Woon from Equality Campaign. Let's take us through the equality campaign in regard to same-sex marriage in Australia, because currently it is a hot debate topic that the Australian government is still sending postal survey about same-sex to Australians so they can have their say whether they agree or not agree. So let's take us through this. Thank you.
Just very quickly, in 2004, the Prime Minister, John Howard, he changed the law so that only people who are heterosexual, that means a man and a woman, can get married. We fast forward to 2017. A lot of people have been doing a lot of volunteering. This is a grassroots campaign. And what we mean by that is that this is just ordinary people who are either gay or lesbian, or their family and their friends have come together to say, you know, these are our family and friends, we love them, and they want to be able to get married to their people that they love, to their partners in Australia under civil law. So, you know, why can we not have that achieved under civil law? So at the moment, we did not want to have the postal survey for a couple of reasons. One is that, you know, we elect people to government so that they can do their job for us, which is to legislate for the laws, right? So that is their job, and that is why we elect them. So we were hoping that they would be able to do this without this postal survey. Because even after the postal survey, they will still have to vote about this amongst the politicians themselves. So we saw this particular postal vote as very expensive, very long process, just to waste time. So we tried to say this is going to be very unhelpful, and we would rather that you just talk about this in Parliament, because that is what your job is supposed to be.
According to the High Court, just came out deciding that because it says that the finance minister have the power to use the emergency funds to do the postal survey, and the High Court also came out saying that those who take the same-sex courts into High Court has to pay the fee.
So yes, that's right. That's right. So what we did was we tried to put forward a case before the court to say that actually it is a waste of money, you know, which we still think that it is, but the court has said that, well, you know, they are allowed to do that, so it's going ahead. So we have always been saying that, you know, so now that it's there, we are saying, you know, we didn't want to go through it, but now that we have to go through it, we are going to try to do our best to explain to people in Australia why it is so important that we can have marriage equality in Australia.
Apart from what we have just mentioned, either if this law has passed, it still doesn't cover everything and still have some laws to discriminate against the same-sex community in terms of service, GST, mm-hmm. or their inheritance, or their beneficial, or for example, if their partner might pass away, or they are the beneficial of that relationship, and they still have problem with that. So is there any certain way to deal with these issues?
Yes, what's happening currently is that in Australia we have, you can become a de facto couple or you can come married, yes, in Australia. For if you are a heterosexual couple, if you're a man and woman, you can choose, do you want to get married or do you want to be a de facto couple, yeah? So what happens is that for same-sex, they can only become de facto couples. But the problem is that de facto couples do not have the same rights as married couples. And when there is times of distress, when there are times of emergency, for example, health, when someone is in the hospital or there is an accident or someone dies, unfortunately, there's no protections for people who are in a same-sex couple in the same way that you can if you are a married couple. So this is why it is not yet equal. And there are many case stories to show already that, you know, even people, same-sex couples who are married overseas, if they came to Australia and one of them got into an accident or one of them died here, then actually the death certificate doesn't say that they have a partner, that they have a husband or wife. So it's actually legally very difficult. This is one of the reasons why, you know, people say that same-sex couples have the same rights, but actually that is not true. It's not true yet. So that's why one of the reasons is that, you know, when there is marriage equality, then only all couples in Australia will be treated equally.
International community already have their same-sex law, which allow the LGBTQI community to get married legally. Why Australians take it so long?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Personally, I think that, you know, Australia, you know, ever since, you know, besides our Aboriginal brothers and sisters who obviously have lived here for, you know, many, many centuries, yes, you know, Australia that we know today, which is under the British migration, and then with people like your community, like my community, you know, we've all migrated here. So as a migrant country, I think we're still very young compared to some other countries in Asia or in Europe, for example. You know, we are only very young in this modern country. And I think that what happens is that, you know, people who migrate here, I think sometimes, you know, when we leave our country, it's very hard for us to see that life continues to adapt to the new circumstances. You know, and so I think that's why a lot of us in our multicultural communities are a little bit more conservative in our politics, our social politics. And I think also maybe that's the same for Australia. But I must say that since 2004, actually, you know, we only had maybe 30% of people supporting same-sex marriage, supporting marriage equality, whereas now we have 66, 70 and above percent support for marriage equality. So what happened in that time? What happened in that time was that we began to realize that actually there are gay and lesbian people in our families. They are in our friends. They are in our communities. They are in our universities. You know, they are even in our churches, you know, if you are a religious person. And what happened was that we began to see that actually there is nothing strange. You know, our gay and lesbian friends are the same as us. They just want to be loved and they want to have the same respect in society as everyone else. And I think this is the important thing, you know, because now that we are hearing the stories from people who are gay and lesbian, the GLBT community, we are able to see, actually, they are just human, just like us. I think one of the interesting things is, so my background, me personally, I am from Malaysian Chinese background. And, you know, it's very interesting because as Malaysian Chinese, and, you know, I think it's the same among your Hmong community, yes? You know, our families are very important to us, yes? And one of the things is that with marriage equality, you know, we have our gay and lesbian people in our families, they're in our friends. And when marriage equality happens, we will be able to strengthen our families even more. You know, this is about joining people together in marriage. And that, you know, because it is so important for us to keep our families together, it actually brings more families together and we can actually be stronger as a family unit. Because at the moment, even though people cannot get married, already in our cultural groups, we are already accepting them. Maybe some people are a bit more quiet, but they are already here. And, you know, already, you know, LGBTI people already have, you know, children. They already have families. We already invite them to our Chinese New Year or our religious celebrations, etc. So they are already a part of our family. So, you know, it would be even better if they can now, we can now celebrate formally. You know, everyone has the right to have their own opinion. So, of course, some politicians have the right to choose to vote no. But actually, you know, at the moment, all of the main leaders of various political groups are actually supporting marriage equality, you know. Our current Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, he and his wife are both voting yes. Also, the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, and his family, they are also voting yes. And even Tony Abbott's daughter, you know, Frances Abbott, she is voting yes. And Tony Abbott's sister, who is also lesbian, she is voting yes. So, you know, it's very interesting because I think many, many people are actually voting yes. You know, as I said before, many people in society are already voting yes. You know, we are now 60-70% of the population that they've done the polling. You know, for many, many polls across many years has said, you know, now there's 70% of the population who is supportive. And the interesting thing is that even people from religious communities are also saying everyone has the right to choose yes or no. And we have even, you know, the dean of the Anglican Cathedral in Brisbane say that he is voting yes. We have many Christian leaders, many Christian pastors voting yes. There's a group called Australian Christians for Marriage Equality, and they launched all these launches to say, you know, we want to encourage Christians to say yes. Even the Muslim community, there was a Muslim group that came out to support marriage equality, many Jewish leaders as well. The Australian Council of Hindu Clergy also came out in support. The Federation of Australian Buddhist Councils also support. And then the cultural community too. You know, we have people from the Asian Australian Alliance who said that they support marriage equality. FECA, who is the Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia, they are supporting marriage equality. And also the Arab Council of Australia is supporting marriage equality. So, you know, it's very interesting. But the different reasons why people are supporting. So, you know, with the ethnic community count, with the different multicultural groups, very interesting because they are all saying, you know, so for me, like even I am a Malaysian Chinese, I'm an Australian, Asian Australian. When I came here to Australia, I understand what it is like to be on the receiving end of discrimination. You know, coming here, I think many people who are migrants can understand how horrible it is when you have someone make fun of you or attack you because of your culture, because of your language, because of your religion or your race. You know, so we understand discrimination. And we moved to Australia so that we can have a better life for our families, so that our families don't receive discrimination. If we have gay and lesbian friends and family, of course we want them also to make sure that they don't receive discrimination. So we must make sure that, you know, even back, you know, a couple of generations, that our Asian ancestors in Australia, they were on the receiving end of the white Australia policy. That was when the civil law actively discriminated against Asian Australians. Now, thankfully, that is no more there, you know. And so as Asian Australians who come here, we want to make sure that we don't receive discrimination. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we must make sure that no one else receives discrimination from the civil law, because we all want to be protected under the same laws.
Do you think that this legislation will pass?
You know, I think we are hopeful that it will pass because, you know, we are seeing there's a lot of support. And why are people supporting it? Because they're saying, this is an important issue to me because this is about my family and friends. That is the most important thing. So we are remaining hopeful. But of course, you know, we cannot just rest and sit down. We have to be active. We have to make sure that we are having positive and respectful conversations with people, which is why we are so happy to be talking to you and your community, you know, because this is an issue that is affecting all of us. And maybe, you know, maybe even some of your community, you might know some gay and lesbian people. And, you know, maybe they're a bit quiet, maybe they're a bit shy to speak. But for those of us who can speak up for our friends and family, we want to show them that, you know, this is about the people that we love.
What message do you want to send to LGBTQI or same-sex community?
I want to say to the Asian Australian LGBTI community that there are many people who love and support you, even in our Asian Australian community, you know. And I hope that you know that there are people out there who will love and support you, and that we can work together so that we make Australia a better place for our families. So it doesn't matter what is your cultural background, it doesn't matter what is your gender, it doesn't matter what is your sexual orientation. We want you to know that we love you and we support you. And also we are hopeful that we will be able to live in a world in maybe the next generation where we will be able to be more free to see that our families, everyone is loved and protected by civil law.
Thank you very much, Francis Woon from Equality Campaign.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me, for inviting our community to speak to the Hmong community. Thank you so much.